And I was getting more and more restless just sitting there. So after about 10 days, I decided to go home. But how do you do that? So one day I just sat down and wrote myself an order to go to the slaughterhouse to inspect the meat. The medical officer in the Czech Army is also a hygienist and veterinary or whatever. So I was responsible for the meat supply. My orderly was from a little town outside Brno. As a matter of fact, I remember the name of the town. It was Slavkov. S-L-A-V-K-O-V, which is a famous place nearby. Is a battlefield of the three emperors, where Napoleon defeated the Austrian and Russian emperor. His first name was Václav, V-A-C-L-A-V, very common name in Bohemia and Moravia. So when I finished my order to go to the slaughterhouse and inspect the meat supply for the unit, I put all the rubber stamps on it and signed it with a non-legible name. Then I asked Václav whether he would like to go home. He said, of course I would like to go home. I said, all right, you just get dressed and we are going out. We got in a car and started toward the gate, and there was a German guard over there, and they stopped us. And they asked me in German where I was going. So I handed them my order, which was written in Czech. Well, these poor fellows didn't know what it was all about, so they asked me whether I could translate it. I said, yep. So they handed me back my letter that I wrote myself. I could have translated without looking in. So I translated in German, and they clicked their heels and said, alles in Ordnung, all is all right. And we started out of the barracks. But we drove about 3-4 blocks from the barracks and turned around in a side street where we parked the military car and shook hands and walked away from it. He went home, and I went to see the father of an old girlfriend of mine in Brno, who was a textile manufacturer. And when I came to their house, there was, of course, great surprise. I was dressed in a uniform, but I had my riding breeches and boots. And the color of these riding breeches was kind of a gray. So anybody who was riding a horse somewhere could have had breeches like this. So all I need to get out of army was to replace my military jacket. Then I needed a shirt with a necktie because the Czech uniform had high color, and we usually wore just a t-shirt under it. The name of this gentleman was Mr. Levy, and Mr. Levy was about my size, so he gave me one of his sport jackets. He also gave me a sport shirt and a necktie, and then he had to give me some money because we were not paid by the army for about 2 weeks, and I was flat broke. So he gave me enough money to buy a railroad ticket and have some extra to get to Prague. Now, I have to say that I had absolutely no identification paper of any kind, and the railroad stations everywhere in the protectorate at that time had German military guards. They were inspecting everybody who was getting on a train. And I honestly don't know how I got through the main railroad station in Brno without being stopped. I bought a ticket to Prague, and after short waiting, I got on the train. I sat down and started reading the daily paper, more or less to cover myself. I had no luggage of any kind. The conductor came in, and immediately he spotted me because of my army pants and boots. He asked me whether I had any military discharge papers. So I told him I didn't. He said, well, you have to keep on moving because there we have a Gestapo on the train. They march through the train and they ask for discharge papers. I said, well, how will I stay away from them? He said, well, they are very systematic. They start in front of the train and then they get off at the next railroad station and go back in front again. And very seldom they make it all the way to the back. So as long as you keep ahead of them as they walk on the train, you will be all right. The Czechs were extremely helpful against the Germans. They tried to sabotage all the German effort. And I run into it a number of times after this first episode. So far I was able to stay away from them until we were almost in Prague. Then again the conductor came and said I should not go to the terminal in Prague, to the Wilson station there, because that is full of military police and they would catch me over there. But before we get to the terminal, we will stop in a freight station where they are assembling the freight trains going east of Prague. The name of the station is Vysočany. V-Y-S-O-C-A-N-Y. He said that the Gestapo gets always out on the left side on the train, so he will open the door on the right side so I can get out, and then I should crawl under the freight trains assembled there and get out of the station. So I took his advice. I tried to tip him with the little bit of money I had, and he refused any tip. After I got out of the railroad station, I just got on a streetcar and went home.